You're listening to Sports Overnight America. It's time for the attack here on Sports Overnight America. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Well, that's me, and welcome to Sports Overnight America, part of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Very happy to have you on board. You're listening on Sirius XM Channel 211, Dan Patrick Radio, all around the country on terrestrial radio, including KSHB, 1400 AM, the strongest signal in North Las Vegas, still continuing to be held hostage, longer than the Iranian hostage crisis. And, of course, the American Forces Radio Network, these guys and girls all around the country listening, all around the world, I should say, listening to us and hopefully enjoying the broadcast. And whether you're coming or going, whether you're getting home or heading out, we're really happy and proud to have you as a part of the show. The great Scott Cuddy out on the West Coast, making sure it stays on the air. I'm Bob Black, as aforementioned. And we've got plenty to talk about. Two sweetest words in the world of sports, Game 7. Projected last night, and boy, oh boy, did they live up to the hype. We're going to take it all the way back, however, in the NBA to Friday evening, where the Warriors and Rockets settled their dispute, at least for the time being. We will dive into that somewhat. We'll talk about coaching news in the NBA as the Lakers have finally settled on their ninth choice. And again, the two Game 7s, and then we'll dive into the NFL as well as we get into it here on the attack. 1-800-878-PLAY again as the phone number, 1-800-878-7529, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA, Twitter for your thing, and we know for many of you that it is. You know, it's always fun to explore, particularly on a Monday, because all the good action happens over the weekend. Boy, I'll tell you what, this sports weekend is no letdown. We're sliding into golf, another major on the horizon. We'll be talking about that over the course of the week. And get into anything else you want to talk to me about. As I mentioned, the American Forces Radio Network, a big part of this show. These guys and girls protecting our six. They're out there each and every day, no matter where they are. Whether they're stationed at home, whether they're stationed in Germany, Korea, Afghanistan, Iraq. You know what the deal is. So you see somebody out there in a uniform, thank you. All right? We head to the commercial right now. When we come back, NBA doesn't get any better in the playoffs.
Guys, you manscape, right? You know, tidy up below the belt, trim the Yeti. Every guy knows the tree stands taller when the shrubs are trimmed, and 9 out of 10 women said that they prefer their men manscaped. But you gotta use the right tools for the jewels, or you look like you clear-cut the forest with a machete. And nicks and cuts are the last thing the twins down south need. Pop over to my buds at manscaped.com and check out their Perfect Package 2.0 featuring the lawnmower, which is the perfect tool for below-the-waist grooming. And it's rechargeable and waterproof, so you can use it in the shower. Manscaped invented skin-safe technology that won't nick or snag Mars or Uranus, which hurts like the Dickens when Jupiter ascends. Order your Perfect Package 2.0 featuring all the right tools for the jewels and get 20% off plus free shipping and a free travel bag. Pop over to manscaped.com and enter promo code USA for 20% off plus free shipping and a free travel bag. Manscaped.com, promo code USA. That's manscaped.com. Promo code USA.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Let's do it.
Harden stopped at the elbow by Curry. Flicks it to Gordon, who pushes from 10. Knocks it home. It's an 8-point game.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Scott Cuddy. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. Great stuff in the NBA. And I'll tell you something. This is why when it comes to the playoffs, it doesn't get any better than the association. They keep the storyline going 24-7, 365 now. And there are going to be some really fun matchups in the conference finals to see who gets to the actual NBA finals. And it's no given, at least not at this point anymore, that it's going to be a Golden State walkover. Injury is coming into play with these guys big time. Steph Curry's all kinds of nicked up. Kevin Durant hopefully will be ready for the first game because you want full-strength rosters. But Portland, who took care of its business on the road, and Toronto, who took care of its business at home, are going to their respective conference finals. And whoever comes out of it, out of the remaining four teams, it should be one heck of a matchup. We're going to back it up to Friday and talk for a couple minutes here about Golden State and the Rockets. And again, anticlimactic in the way of when you hype something up for the wrong reasons. And we talk about this all the time. There's the air almost always gets let out of the balloon. It just does. And it was exactly the case with Golden State and Houston. Houston played well, but Golden State took them in the fourth quarter by 10 points. And that was the difference in the basketball game. Flat out, right there, in a 5-point victory. Houston just ran out of gas yet again. Their big players played big. Harden dropped 35. Chris Paul dropped 27. Clint Capella had 10 boards. All the guys you wanted to do what they were supposed to do did. P.J. Tucker played 45 minutes, got 15 points. That's his job. But the reality is Golden State is still just a better basketball team. Now, the ancillary pieces, and you heard the Houston owner talk about it after the game, he was mad. He felt at the very least they're going to go back to Golden State and play it out in Game 7 on their court. But Golden State did what champions do. The opportunity was there. They were up a game in the series, down their best player, but the opportunity was still there, and they stood on the neck of the Houston Rockets and took care of their business, 118-113. The box score doesn't really completely tell the story. I mean, Steph had a great game, 33, and the Splash Brothers were back in full business. Klay Thompson dropped 27 on 10 of 20 shooting. But in this particular instance, you look at it, they were challenged. Houston was playing hammer and tong with them. They had to battle through the injuries, and more important for them, get the couple of days extra rest as much as anything else. They did not want this to go to a Game 7. And this is why they have hoisted the O'Brien Trophy, and this is why they are champions back to back to back. And again, and it could happen again. Might. They're favored against Portland, which is certainly understandable. And if you get to the finals, they'll be favored against whoever comes out of the East. But I'll tell you one thing, it's going to be competitive. Steve Kerr did a hell of a job with these players. They're used to winning. If this is the last rodeo for these guys, it certainly falls into the category of, hey, you know, we're going to go out with a bang. And if it isn't, and Kevin Durant re-ups or he leaves and Klay Thompson re-ups and whatever the circumstances are, they're still going to be around. This is nobody's swan song here. And I'll already tell you the storyline in the NBA next year. You're going to hear a whole bunch of people that do what I do for a living, who don't watch basketball and who don't pay attention to what's going on, go, well, they're vulnerable this year. No, if you were talking to people in the know, if you follow the sport, if you know what the hell's going on, they were vulnerable this year. And they're still vulnerable. They're starting to get up there in age. They get banged up each and every year. This particular year, Kevin Durant, who, you know, by all rights, he, James Harden, and Giannis should finish 1-2-3 in the MVP voting. We'll see what order. But it each and every year they get out there, everybody jumps on the same bandwagon and starts talking about the fact that, oh, this team is destined. Just hand them the trophy now. And they may end up winning the championship. But you don't hand anybody a trophy. This is why you play it out. And you had to feel for Houston, like I said. All their key players did exactly what they were supposed to do. James Harden in a big game actually showed up. Shooting wasn't great, but he never stopped shooting. 35 points. Chris Paul still showed he has something left in the tank. He was very efficient. They just need a little more depth on his team so that when their two main guys aren't on the court, they still have somebody to go to. I mean, it whether they find it in the draft, whether they find it in a right-priced free agent or via trade, whatever it takes. And they are going to add pieces. This run for the Rockets isn't done. However, I will put it like this, and we talked about it a little bit on Friday. Every once in a while, and the Knicks went through it with Jordan at West, it was always Utah trying to get past. They only got to the finals the one time. There always seems to be that matchup where it's virtually impossible to get past one particular team. They either have the best player in the game, or in the case of the Warriors, they have the best team for an extended period of time. And you try to match up and you try to add pieces and you try to go against them. And for whatever reason, you just can't get over the hump. You know, I've never been a huge Mike D'Antoni fan, but I have to tell you, what he's done with this Houston team, and the fact that everybody on the team buys into what he does. Pure offense, as much defense as you can give, and we play our game and we back down to nobody. And, you know, if you're Terry Stotts and the Portland Trailblazers, that's something you need to pay attention to, because Houston, and granted, they've been matching up for the last few years now, but Houston does not back down from Golden State. They play their game. They do not play the Warriors' game. They're pedal to the metal, shoot, 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 shoot. And if the shots fall, they're in the series. And if the shots don't fall, they're out of the series. And it's as simple as that. But they won't back off of the style that they play. And Portland is well served to go to school on that. Because when you look at these two basketball teams, and we'll give you a little tiny preview here, you look at the ability of the Portland guards to pretty much do whatever they want to do in McCollum and Lillard. They played in the middle to a certain. I'll tell you what. If Kevin Durant plays in this series, every single game he plays in, he will outscore the front court of Portland by himself in every single game. It's what the guards do that are going to determine whether or not Portland moves on to the NBA Finals. All right, we're going to move on to the commercial right now. When we come back, we're going to get two games that got played, Game 7 last night, and it'll be a hell of a lot of fun, I promise you. I'm Bob Black, he's Scott Cuddy. Don't go anywhere.
Irving finds James wide open for three. That's good. James drives on Iguodala, keeps his dribbles along the baseline. Back up top, Smith from way outside. Bang!
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
LeBron James coming to the studio.
You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call. Toll-free, 1-800-428-1570. 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. 1-800-428-1570. The Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back to the Attack. I'm Bob Black. He's Scott Cuddy out on the West Coast. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY. Great stuff. Great stuff in the NBA. And game sevens abound. And players that needed to come through did exactly that. Came through. You know, you go to the Western Conference semifinals. Trailblazers go to Denver. Took care of their business up in the Mile High City, 100-96. As we talked about, if the Trailblazers were paying attention, and they've gotten a lot of monkeys off their back in this title chase thus far. Got out of the first round. got out of the second round, got to the conference finals, did it on the road, and now they go up against the defending champion Golden State Warriors. As I said, if Kevin Durant plays in this series, he will outscore the entire front court of the Portland Trail Blazers all by himself, which is fine. The key is going to be how the Trailblazers' backcourt responds against the Golden State backcourt. That's no great mystery or, you know, Sherlock Holmes moment here, but Terry Stotts has found a pretty nice rotation. He uses Cantor in an effective manner, so he's always going to get double-digit rebounds. He's managed to keep Zach Collins on the court when, with the propensity for Zach Collins to get into foul trouble, rears its ugly head, he still can keep him out there for the most part because of the work of Cantor, who doesn't get into foul trouble. And so they have a big man presence on the court. Myles Leonard, same deal, another 7-footer. So they have him in the rotation as well. And the bench, Evan Turner, back from the dead, in his 19 minutes, 14 points. Rodney Hood, who limped off the court with a knee injury, hopefully will be back because he's been a key part of their rotation in the playoffs. And with a couple of days off, who knows, there was no real report on what happened to him. He kind of stepped weird. He stepped on one of the Golden State players' feet and twisted his knee. Hopefully nothing structural. And, or Denver player, I should say. But they're primed. This is the team that Portland has been looking for a long time. They got the balance that they wanted. They're playing completely outside basketball. The nice thing about Cantor, as opposed to their other big man, is that you don't have to run anything for him. He just, you know, he's a garbage-eating machine underneath the boards. He'll go back up. He makes all his shots. He makes his free throws. And if they get enough contributions off the bench, they can make it work. Now, Nikola Jokic took it all on himself, and that wasn't right. Paul Millsap only showed up with 3 of 13 shooting for 10 points. And the Joker was 11 of 26, so it wasn't a great shooting night for him, but he had 13 boards. His teammates weren't getting open because of the fact Portland was playing great defense. He had 29 points. Jamal Murray shot 4 of 16. There was no great shakes there, and they didn't get a whole lot off the bench. Will Barton helped out a little bit, but nobody else really. So they go back to the drawing board, hopefully add another piece or two via free agency or this year's draft, and go back. I mean, they learned how to win. Again, we talk about this all the time, and yeah, you can talk about the West being loaded and all that stuff. I don't care about any of that. You got to play who's in front of you in whatever conference you're in, and each and every year, oh, we should reseed it, and just leave it the hell alone. But they learned how to win, and so did Portland, and Portland was just a little bit better. Storyline that's going to develop is you've got the Curry brothers going up against one another. That's going to help. But the bigger storyline is going to be the two best backcourts in the NBA are going to match up. And we're going to find out who's better. And I wouldn't count out Golden State. I mean, Portland. Because Golden State is nicked. Now, Klay Thompson came back. And he's not – the thing about Klay Thompson, and I love his game. He's one of the best defenders in basketball. He can shoot like the Dickens. But the problem that I have with his game is he is very undemanding. And he's willing to be third banana on this team and acquiesce his shots to Steph and to Kevin Durant. Now, I can understand with Durant. Guy's best, one of the best players in the game, if not the best player in the game. But when Steph is hurt, and Steph has been hurt, to me, he's got to be a little bit greedy and pick up those shots. And he has been reticent to do it. With Durant out, he didn't hesitate at all, and it was the Splash Brothers reunion. And it paid off in a victory. Well, in order for them to get to the finals, and again, a lot of this is going to be determined by whether or not Kevin Durant plays in this series or not, and that's TBD. But we'll find out. And if he is sitting on the sidelines, at least at the beginning of the series, Klay Thompson needs to take it upon himself to do exactly what he did in Game 6 and carry it over into the series against the Portland Trail Blazers. And we're going to find out whether or not he does it, because that'll be key. If Durant is out for the first two or three games, I doubt it, but if he is, and he's out for the two or three games, Golden State can't lose at home. Because playing up in Portland is one of the most difficult things to do in the league. And if they give a game away because of lack of aggression by Klay Thompson, and I'm telling you right now, he's the key player in this series. Steph will get his, whether he's banged up or not. We'll see whether or not he goes back to the bad shooting. But he'll get his. Lillard and McCollum will get theirs. The X factor, of course, is Durant. But the key player in the series is going to be Klay Thompson. And if Klay Thompson averages 20, they'll win the series. And if he doesn't average 20 and Kevin Durant isn't in the lineup, they'll lose the series. Again, all these people that gave the trophy to them at the beginning of the year, they never account for what's going on now. Injury, wear and tear, an ideal matchup. Again, if Durant is in this lineup, the front court is just no matchup whatsoever. But with the four best guards in the NBA as far as duos, what a fun, exciting matchup that's going to be. I mean, that's great stuff. And the key is going to be how it plays out, and the X factor being Kevin Durant. Fun matchup all the way around. Golden State will have home court advantage. But if you've ever been up to the Rose Garden, which I have out in Portland, what a great, I mean, it's a new arena. It's a different Rose Garden now. But what a great home court advantage. And those fans are hungry up there. They've been waiting for this team to come to fruition for a long time. A long time. And they've disappointed year after year after year, to the point where there was a lot of heat on Terry Stotts. I don't know that he would have survived a first-round ouster. Now, the fact that in the previous series against Denver, he got them to the seventh game, yeah, he was going to survive that. But what was impressive about what went on with Portland was the fact that once they got that first series in the book, they weren't willing to settle. You know, oftentimes you see that with young teams, and this isn't a young team anymore. It's a veteran team. But you see it with young teams as far as young and the ability to win. And a lot of times they'll give it up. Ah, we got that first series in the book. All right, we're going to Denver. Everybody knows Denver is a tough place to play, so it's acceptable that we don't win. Let's just give a good effort, and then we'll build on it again for next year. And a lot of times you end up going right back to where you were, a la Toronto, for years, and you never quite get over that hump. Well, winning the first series, winning on the road in a Game 7, in one of the toughest home court environments to play in the NBA because of the altitude and everything else that goes on. This Portland team is ready. And I don't know if they're going to be able to do it against Golden State. I don't even know if it'll be a competitive series. We'll see. But what they've been able to do and finally figure out all the things that they were trying to do every time they were getting bounced in the first round is paying off. Their guards have learned how to win. Their coach has learned how to coach the team to win. They have depth They have blue-collar guys that are willing to scramble in the dirt and not have to get theirs. That's the element you need on a team that's going to win a championship. All right, let's step out. When we come back, Tampico next, and then we'll get to just an amazing finish up in Toronto with Kawhi Leonard, one of the best in the game.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
We all have those home projects we'd like to get to before summertime, but there's always something that gets in the way. For a lot of people, they worry about overpaying for their home projects, and how can you be sure you're getting a fair price? That's where HomeAdvisor can help. HomeAdvisor's True Cost Guide shows what others paid for similar projects so you know you're getting a fair price. HomeAdvisor can even help you find the right pro for your job. Whether it's a leaky faucet or a major remodel, just tell them what you need, and they'll match you with top-rated pros who can do the job and are available to do the work. You can read customer reviews, request quotes, book appointments, and it's free to use. HomeAdvisor makes it easy, so don't wait. Get those projects done before the busy season hits so you can relax this summer. To find the right pro at a fair price, just ask HomeAdvisor. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app today.
Remember in the beginning when you first started to build a life for you and your family? You never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Well, I know very well you guys could bump me off any minute you wish, but that's a risk worth running, considering the stakes. Let's lay all our cards on the table. As I see it, you guys have got to do one of three things. Kill me, run me off, or take me in with you as a partner. Let's consider the first. Another guy may come along tomorrow, or maybe a dozen other guys. If you start bumping people off, just how far are you prepared to go with it? Ask yourselves that. Also, don't forget, the one actually to do the bumping off would forever be in the power of the other two. The only safe way would be for all three of you to drag out your cannons and bang away at the same instant like a firing squad.
We wouldn't stop at anything to protect our interests.
I claim killing me isn't it. As for choice number two, if you run me off, I might very well inform on you. 25% of the value of your find is the reward I'd get paid, and that'd be mighty tempting. Mighty tempting.
Yeah.
Pretty strong argument in favor of our doing number one, mister. I don't deny it. But let's see what number three has to offer. If you take me in with you as a partner, you don't stand to lose anything. I'll not ask to share in what you've made so far, only in the profits to come.
Is my stranger letting us talk this over alone among ourselves?
Not at all. Go ahead.
Poor Cody. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. Tampico update brought to you by our good friends at the Weather Channel. Weather.com will save your ass. 80 currently. Feels like 86, so there's a little bit of humidity in the air. Low is going to be 77, 40% chance of rain. High is going to be 88. Make sure you slather on the sunblock 30-plus in Tampico, Mexico, because it is the coolest city ever. Just ask the prospectors. It worked out very well for everybody. Well, with the exception of one, it actually did. Tampico, Illinois, 44 degrees currently. Feels like 38. My God, it's the middle of May. Enough of this garbage already. 10% chance of rain. The high is going to be 66. The low is going to be 38. I can't believe temperatures are still in the 30s in the middle of May in Tampico, Illinois, until the 20th of December, although you could have fooled me, the coldest city ever.
I don't have to show you any stinking brushes.
That's one of my favorite lines in the history of movies. Badges? Badges? I don't have to show you no stinking badges. Great stuff. Great stuff. Archived out by the great Scott Cuddy. 1-800-878-PLAY. Continuing along with the NBA before we dive into the National Football League, the No Fun League. The other Game 7, which it goes to show you why teams will want Kawhi Leonard, who showed more emotion on his buzzer-beating shot. He literally had time to squat down on the bench, by his bench, and watch the shot bounce around the rim and finally drop in to beat the 76ers 92-90 up in Toronto. It just a brilliant game all the way around. Sixers have nothing to hang their heads about. Everybody played well on both sides. I mean, they just did. Sixers are going to have a tough decision with J.J. Redick. He's getting up there in age. When you put good defenders on him, he's having a little bit more of a hard time getting his shot. He'd be better served at this point being a sixth man off the bench, but they're going to have to find a guard to replace him. They got to figure out what to do with Tobias Harris. They have to figure out what to do with Jimmy Butler. Do they sign them to max deals? Do they bring them back? Because you're going to have to pay other guys in this lineup real soon. But the storyline, of course, was the last second amazing shot by Kawhi Leonard. 41 points, 16 of 39 shooting. He took it upon himself to win this basketball game, and it's exactly what he did. Siakam is hurt. He's not playing up to the level that he needs to, but he still contributed with 11 boards and 11 points. And Kyle Lowry, and I've been very hard on Kyle Lowry, 39 minutes, 4 of 13 shooting, 6 rebounds, 6 assists, 10 points. He was a plus 10 on the court. The thing about it, and statistically you look at it and it's not that impressive. You look at the bigger picture, however, and there was a terrific article in The Athletic by Blake Murphy that he posted 3 hours ago. The 41 points of Kawhi aside and the walk-off shot and all this stuff, everything Kyle Lowry did, the little things that he did. He was caught out on a switch defending Joel Embiid right before the shot by Kawhi Leonard. And he put himself up against the 7-footer, 270-pound guy. Three-quartered him outside the paint. And couldn't allow or didn't allow Embiid to get the post entry. When it came, Embiid took one hard dribble towards the middle of the floor. Lowry stood his ground. And Lowry got his hand in there and caused a scramble. Now, it ended up being a couple of free throws for Embiid. Leonard split a pair the other way. But it set up everything for the last second shot by Kawhi. Kyle Lowry did that the whole game. He was chasing around J.J. Redick like a madman. He was switching off on Ben Simmons. You got to understand something. Kyle Lowry's, they list him at 6'3". He's 6'1". And he was a lot of time in the switches going up against Embiid, going up at 6'10", Ben Simmons. And he took charges throughout the game. He has more charges in the playoffs than all the other players combined. Pretty impressive. He does not show up with his shot when it matters. He has weaknesses. Some will say he avoids the shot, which I happen to be one of those guys. But yesterday, with Kawhi taking 39 shots, everybody else fell into line and did exactly what they needed to do in order to make this happen. And for those of you who don't watch Kawhi Leonard on a regular basis or didn't appreciate him when he was with San Antonio or can't get into the fact that he doesn't communicate particularly well, he's a very quiet guy. Now, I don't know if this will be enough to convince him to come back to Toronto. You know they want him back real bad. And maybe it doesn't. Maybe he ends up out in L.A. He's already built a house out there. It ain't going to be with the Lakers. I'll promise you that much. So if he decides to go with the Clippers, he makes them an instant title contender by being on that team. And in Toronto, the addition of him to that roster has made Toronto a title contender. Now, are they good enough? I don't think so. I don't think the ancillary pieces are enough, but yesterday they certainly were. And that crowd, when Kawhi Leonard took that shot, and there's no way in hell that shot should have gone in, but it did. And they went ape bleep crazy. And Kawhi finally let loose with emotion. I think at that moment, they really gelled as a team for the first time, because they parsed his minutes throughout the regular season to keep him healthy. And sometimes Toronto was actually a better team with him off the court than they were with him on the court. And that has all been put to rest. Now they go into the Eastern Conference Finals with, you know, again, when you start making lists and comparing people, and again, it's who's your cup of tea, and whether you like offense, whether you like defense, whether you like a well-rounded game, or blah, 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 blah. It really doesn't matter. But one of the best players in basketball is Kawhi Leonard. He just is. Period. Case closed. And they're going up against one of the best players in basketball, Giannis Antetokounmpo. No discussion. Case closed. So it's going to be a fun matchup. The secondary pieces are going to go a long way in determining what direction this goes in. I'm kind of leaning towards Milwaukee just because of the fact I don't know. And it's going to be Kawhi on Giannis a lot of times defensively, which means a couple of things. Giannis is going to struggle at times. And we're going to have to see how frustrated he gets. There's enough offense around him for him for them to pick up the pieces with him. And then on top of it, will Toronto have enough offense to pick up any slack that Kawhi Leonard will need because of the fact he's going to be expending so much energy on defense? That's going to be the storyline. It should be one hell of a matchup on a team that's looking to get there for the first time in a long time, and for a team that's finally looking to get the monkey off their back, which Toronto could do by getting to the NBA Finals. Will getting to the NBA Finals convince Kawhi to stay there? Another storyline. We'll see. But it's going to be one hell of a fun series. And again, to the Sixers, no shame. They played really well. They kept it competitive and had an opportunity to win on Toronto's home court. But they got a lot of reshuffling to do in the offseason. Who are they going to pay? Who's going to want to stay? Who's going to want to leave? I mean, I don't see them keeping Tobias Harris. I think he's a slightly below max money player. And so I don't think they're going to pay him, and I think he's going to be looking for max money. And I would say this, he's a very, very good player, but any team that's going after him in the offseason, beware the max contract, because I don't know that you're going to get the kind of production, and I'm talking about 25 points a game, 10 rebounds a game, 5 assists a game. It'll be slightly below that. It'll be a 20-point, 8-board, 3-assist production, which is very good, but not deserving of max money. They've got some interesting decisions to make. The coach is safe, at least until next year. And we'll see what happens. The biggest storyline in the offseason for the Sixers, to me, is whether or not Ben Simmons actually decides to work on his shot. Which, if he doesn't, they're never going to go anywhere. They're never going to be able to pick it up. Not going to happen. And we're not going to get to the NFL today. We're going to stick with the NBA. Frank Vogel gets hired by the Lakers. And along comes a 6'4", 220-pound piece of Samsonite named Jason Kidd. It was part of the deal. And Vogel was willing to accept that. Look, Vogel's a good coach. He did a lot with not much in Indiana. Stunk it out in Orlando, but that was more in the organization than it was on him. And, you know, he takes on the fighting LeBrons. We'll see what direction it goes. But they forced a couple of conditions on him, and that's never a good start for an NBA coach. All right, when we come back, we'll wrap it up with the NBA as well. Kristaps Porzingis, yet another off-the-court incident, and starting to look like maybe the Knicks made the right move as far as moving along from Kristaps. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003, 800-485-6003, 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
That's 800-296-1252.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black here on Sports Overnight America.
You're back with the Attack on Bob Black. Great Scott Cuddy out on the West Coast. Good show today. We really enjoyed being with you. Kristaps Porzingis back in the news for the wrong reasons yet again. Although, according to initial reports, and you know, I don't paint with the wide brush, as you guys well know, it looks as if this was not his fault. But as we're fond of saying, nothing good happens after 2 a.m. And he was at his home in La Paja, Latvia. He went out, which, you know, he's young, multimillionaire, and, you know, chicks dig him. And he went out to a club, and evidently he got into an altercation with a couple of Russians who decided they were not too thrilled with the fact that Kristaps forced his way out of New York because of dissatisfaction with the organization. And they jumped him, including hitting him with a chair. He took a nice shot across his forehead. The video shows a lot of blood running down the head and tore his T-shirt up. And evidently he gave as good as he got because the Russians ran away. And when you go up against a world-class athlete, a lot of times that will happen. But considering, and again, you can't monitor these guys 24/7. You know, he's accused of sexual assault up in New York, although on the surface, it looks as if it's a money grab, and Dallas doesn't seem too concerned about it. But here he is in a nightclub overseas, and you can't monitor everything. But he gets jumped, gets into it. I mean, it was a brawl. Fortunately, other than the forehead, he didn't get hurt. And it looks as if he's going to be fine. But considering that he goes into restricted free agency this year, and Dallas is looking to sign him to a 5-year max deal, it makes me wonder if they're in the front office going, let's ride it out another year and see what happens. Because he hasn't been on the court in 2 years almost. So an interesting storyline that we'll be keeping an eye on as we move forward here in the Attack. Well, that's it. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back with more fun and frivolity tomorrow here on Sports Overnight America. Make sure you stay tuned for all the programming here on the network. For Scott Cuddy, I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody.